Hey everybody, this is Yank Dank, and you're listening to episode number 8 of
Gamers Radio.
Before this episode gets underway, I want to thank Jen and Zella for submitting their audio comments to us. If you want to submit your own audio comments, you can email us at radio@yankadink.com. The first audio comment we're going to play for you is from Zella. He talks about why Guild Wars is such a great game.
Hey! Hey, Yankadink, this is Zella, and I want to talk about Guild Wars. It's a new MMO that's coming out in April, and right now it's in beta, and I've been playing through all the betas, and it is perhaps the best-looking MMO out there, has the best graphics. The audio is unbelievable, the gameplay is awesome. And what's really cool about it is I know every other MMO has clans and stuff, but this one you can have, like, clan wars against each other, which kicks ass. Also, the spells are great, like, and it's like World of Warcraft, where, like if you're a warrior, you're crap, and, like, one class is better than the other. And this, all classes are equal. So, you know, everyone's just as good, and, like, it's like a warrior can't be killed, but, like, a ranger can get killed so easily. They're both all equal. It's just figuring out what each other's weaknesses is. Another thing that's really cool is that, like, a level 1 warrior or whatever can be, like, a level 20 warrior. You just have to figure out, like, how to, like, slow them down and stuff. It's really cool. Also, the world is really, really, really huge. So, you know, it's not like as huge as EverQuest, but it's a little bit smaller. But what else is cool is if, like, my friend is in Area A and I'm in Area B, then instead of me having, like, run over there and travel, you can just go to the map and click on that area and you'll get transported right to there, which is really cool. What's also awesome is the community itself is just great. Like, everyone's helpful and nice. There's no, like, perks like they're on City of Heroes and stuff. And everyone's just all nice. It's awesome. What I also like is, when I used to play, like, EverQuest, I'd be, like, a steel killer and stuff, like, oh, they're all weak because they just killed a strong monster, I'll just go kill and steal all their items. But in this, you can't do that, which is good and bad, because as when you go out into the field, no one else can join, like, your explorable field area. It's just you and the party that you selected, so no one's going to steal your stuff after you, like, go get killed by everything. And the best feature about it is there's no monthly fee whatsoever, which is kick-ass, because I don't have to, like, save up, like, $20 a month just to keep going in the game. It's going to be 3 months at, like, the end when the final version comes out. And, you know, you can't go wrong with 3 monthly. The only major problem, which is a pretty big problem, is the PvP sucks. Well, unless you're doing, like, a guild war where you can, like, challenge other guilds, the arena combat isn't fun because it just randomly pairs you with people. So I can't go out and, like, just fight my friend because I want to see if I'm better than him. You can't do it. Which is kind of stupid, because what the hell is the point of leveling up if I can't show off to my friends how much better than them I am? But it's still pretty cool. What else is cool is the variations in armor and items. Like, most MMOs have, like, a lot of variation, but this one does it really well. But sometimes, it's, you know, you'll get items that look like other items, but they'll do something way different. Like, this one item I have that looks the same as another item, one of them shoots fire, the other one shoots ice, which is pretty cool. Also, in it, there's no, like, multiple servers. There's one server that everyone's on, and, you know, it's not like a game like City of Heroes where I have to pick my server and my guy stays in that server forever. Now you can travel and you're all on one server, so you won't have to restart a character every time you want to go play with your friends who are on another server. But, there, you know, and the game also, which when I first heard about this, I thought that it would definitely lag, but there's no lag whatsoever. And the whole time I've played, I've had one lag, and that lag I had, everyone else had, and then it turned out like there was like a big server problem or bug or something. I don't know, but it plays like an offline game, which you rarely see today. Also, they have live streaming technology, which means while you're playing, you have to like download hours and hours of patches. The game downloads the patches onto your computer while you're playing, which is really kick-ass. But what I don't get is every once in a while, and I think it's just during the beta because they're fixing bugs and they can't stream that, I don't know what's going on, but every once in a while during the beta, I get a message that says, a new build is available, please restart the program. Which can get pretty annoying because, you know, if you don't, it'll start to get all, like, choppy and stuff. What else is cool is the frame rate is really, really good, and each character class has, like, a different animation, so it's not like everyone has the same spellcasting animation. Everyone has a different one. So, like, when a monk does it, they'll do, like, this weird, like, hand motion. When a neck does it, they float up into the air. When a mesmer does it, they just, like, point out their hands. It's really cool. The final version of the game is going to kick ass, and it comes out in April 28th. So, you know, I can't wait till then. I'm probably never going to leave my house again when it comes out. It's the greatest game I've ever played.
And we're back!
The next audio comment comes to us from Jen, and she wants to talk to us about browser-based games.
Hello, this is Jen from the Yankadank forums. I'm here to report on browser-based games. The first game we're going to go with is Legend of the Green Dragon at lotgd.net. This game, my friends and I like a lot because it's got a lot of playability and it doesn't really have graphics, which some people may not like, but we like it because you can make up your own images, which some people seem to have forgotten used to be a really big part of games. It's very creative. It's free to sign up. It's a lot of level grinding, so if you don't like that, you may or may not like this game. But it's really cool. Like, and the characters are really funny. Like, the enemies you face, like when you're in the forest trying to fight something, you might come across a ferocious bunny rabbit, which lunges at you with sharp teeth, you know. The dialogue on it, in some areas it can be lacking, but for the most part, it's pretty good. Now, it obviously doesn't have sound, because it's browser-based and it's, like, only text-based, but you can, put on, like, your music or whatever if you really want a soundtrack. Another thing that is really good about it is its playability. It's really playable because the main goal of the game is to slay the green dragon, which once you get to, like, level 15, you do. But then you get to, like, start over with, like, stronger stats and stuff. And with a better title, so you, like, keep working your way up. It's not a very big interacting with your friends game. It's really more of a solo game. So if you really, really need to interact with someone else when you're playing a game, you know, invite a friend over or something, because you're probably not going to get the interaction that you want on this. But all in all, it's a pretty good game, and that's www.lotgd.net. And this is Jen signing out, and I hope to talk to you guys and maybe do something else for you soon, too. Okay? See ya. Bye-bye.
So yesterday's podcast, the music was like way too loud, so we were like barely talking over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounded like a lot of gibberish.
Oh, well, we weren't really saying anything important.
Yeah, we didn't say anything at all. We're basically like, this music's cool. I like it. And you're like, hey, quit saying the word original so much. And I was like, hey, you suck. I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, aw, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so, you like Digital Flotsam? The one where the guy talks about, he's like the ethics professor with the podcast. And he talks about weird stuff like Black Heritage. That's not weird, but he pulls clips from all over, like, Lewis Black. You like Lewis Black. He's a comedian who does lots of funny stuff.
What?
So comedians do, because they're good at it.
I don't remember this podcast, though. Which one did I listen to?
Digital Flotsam?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. Oh, it's going to take me forever. I don't know, but you remember the ones he told stories about how the clown...
Oh, when he was
little.
His
uncle clown, yeah.
Yeah, I did like that one.
He talks about all these stories from his childhood.
Mm-hmm. And he had, like, a theme, didn't he?
Yeah,
on the communication.
Each episode themed, but he doesn't want it to be. And communication was his last theme.
Yeah.
He does some awesome stuff, even though he steals lots of music from copyrighted sources.
You gonna get in trouble for that?
Probably not. Oh, I just blew right in the mic. Yeah, most likely you won't get in trouble. Adam Curry's been doing that, but he says he's going to buy a license for it, which is like, I don't know what his is going to cost. The lowest possible is $250 a year to be able to play stuff. That's if you have a talk radio base.
And he could play anything he wanted to?
Mostly. But then I heard from this other podcast that it doesn't work that easily. You have to pay for all these other little fees that come up. So, yeah, I'm never going to play, like, real music.
Where do you get yours from?
All my stuff is, except for this stuff right here, I could get, Nintendo could probably sue me for. This is Metroid Prime in the background.
Well, you can't really hear it, though.
Yeah, I know. I think as long as you talk over it, they're not going to mind that much. And if it's very, it's barely audible. But, yeah, I get lots of my stuff from GarageBand.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's all non-copyrighted. And lots of those people who give it Creative Commons license, which means you can use it however you want as long as you're not commercial. They're different variations. It's sort of like a little copyright, but a lot easier to put together on your own rather than having a lawyer do it.
Isn't there like some kind of rule if you use like less than a minute or something?
For
like
video,
that?
It's really easy to do that. I forget what the audio rules are. Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's as long as you're under a minute for audio.
For any song?
I think so. But what if the song's only like 53 seconds long? You can play the entire...
You can play it twice. Oh, not twice.
You play it once and then count as a new one for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know what the rules are. I'm not going to bother with them. I'd rather just play this cool Nintendo remixes instead. You can find lots of good stuff, like the theme song we used to use.
Mm-hmm.
That was a free one. You can get that one online. You can get all sorts of cool stuff if you look around, and I think it's good to promote new stuff. Because who wants to hear stuff you hear on the radio all the time? Like, hey, you want to listen to more Kelly Clarkson? Do we really need more Kelly?
You should come into my room, that's all we play.
That's why I don't come over to your place.
Uh-huh, I'm a radio whore. Dean McKenzie.
The only radio I listen to is, like, the internet radio from Paris Techno District or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, like, classical streaming stuff from Shoutcast.
I haven't listened to radio since the first week of school because all it is here is, like, country.
No, there's not that. No, it's all R&B.
Well, yeah.
The bus drivers are always pumping R&B.
Or, like, soul
and gospel.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of gospel. I'm cool with gospel. Not more than 5 minutes worth of it, but I'm cool with 5 minutes.
Yeah, I have a boombox in my room, and I haven't turned it on. There's, like, dust all over the top of it.
I have an FM tuner built in my computer here, so if we wanted to, we could just, like, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And watch TV and multitask.
Yeah,
play
so
Halo.
Much stuff on your computer. You could do anything with
it's
that.
It's a supercomputer. Because I say it's super. Thanks for asking. You don't get that reference because you don't watch South Park enough.
I know, I'm sorry.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Who's that?
That's Big Gay Al.
Which one? Is that the chef?
No, Chef is...
Oh my god.
Chef is named Chef, and okay. He's the black guy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the only black guy in South Park. Big Gay Al is only on a few episodes. He wears a Hawaiian shirt. You know him, because he's, like, flamboyantly gay.
I don't think I've seen him.
Yeah. We'll rent it or something.
Get it from Netflix, yay!
Netflix, well, Undergrads is on its way.
Okay.
Disc 2 from season 1.
How many discs are there?
2 for the season.
And
I don't know if there's
season?
A second season. There must be a second season. I look for Undressed.
Which one's
I told you about this one. It's like the same era as Undergrads was on, but it's pretty much like a soap opera for teens. And it involved STDs and all sorts of fun sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they canceled it after... Actually, it went for like 7 seasons, something huge. And yeah, they didn't ever come out with a DVD for it, so you never get to see them, because they're never going to air it again, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they'll come out someday with a DVD. I remember signing a petition for... Have you ever seen The Critic?
I've heard commercials for it, I think.
You've probably seen it once or twice. It's a lot like the Family Guy type of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But not as good. It's like sort of the same idea, though. I signed a petition online where it's like, sign the petition to make them go to a DVD. So they end up releasing the DVD this summer. Last summer.
You think it's because of the petition?
No. No. Definitely not. Yeah, so my cousin bought that.
Aww.
You can. There's a Flash series for that show online. We'll watch it after this on AdamFilms.com. They sponsor a Flash version of The Critic. It's about a movie critic.
Uh-huh.
And he basically say everything stinks.
Oh.
And his parents are like old and senile and weird. And they do lots of funny interpretations of like Schwarzenegger and all these other celebrity movies and like stereotype them. It's good. Good stuff.
Who's in it?
The guy who does the voice is a guy from Saturday Night Live. I can't remember his name. He does a lot of Adam Sandler movies too.
Oh, is it the guy from The Animal?
No, not Rob Schneider.
Oh, okay.
No,
Who else is always in Adam Sandler movies?
Oh, what's the stupid... No, he did, like, a small role in Little Nicky, I think.
I haven't seen
that. I can't even remember. I'll look it up right now. What else do you have to talk about while I'm looking this up? Oh, want to talk about the Confused, because you're always on that stupid website?
What about it?
You want to talk about the porno you're looking at?
The guy who hacked into Paris Hilton's phone got into some... Who else was it?
I don't think that's true, though, because it doesn't look like a phone quality video. It looks like a camcorder. It was Durst?
Yeah, Fred Durst, and it was like a porn video.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the videos you'd see on like normal porn sites. You can tell, it was, there's no way that it's from a phone that you hacked into this. Unless if it's like the most advanced video phone of all time.
Maybe
it is. Yeah, maybe it is. So it shows this guy like doing this girl and it's pretty bad. What am I looking at? The Critic?
The Critic.
I remember the main character's name is Jay, and I think that might be the actor's name. ComedyCentral.com. Jay Sherman, that's the name of the guy. Oh, he always goes, it stinks. And then the guy who did the voice, he had this one saying, I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I recognize him.
John Lovitz, that's it. Jay Sherman. Let's watch a little episode and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to make us watch a bunch of advertisements. Let's go to another. We'll go to the sound waves. That way, the audience listening will get the same effect as we do.
No.
We can get him making out. Make him whining. Let's see. I'll just go with the random one. No, I don't want to do that. Dun, 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 dun. Gotta love the music we're using here.
I'll meet you in half an hour under the blue whale. I'll wear a carnation so you'll know which one is me.
Did you hear it?
No.
Oh my god, I'll play it louder here.
I'll meet you in half an hour under the blue whale.
I'll wear a carnation so you'll know which one is me.
Hey.
No. Did you get that?
Kind of.
Okay, anyways. Hilarious show. I want to...
Wait, is that The Sims?
This is The Sims remix we were watching earlier. Or listening to. Sounds like Sims porn.
Is this one that keeps saying random things over and over again?
Yeah. It's like Sims porn.
Yeah, that's so sad. Me and my sister played the game so long, we knew exactly. Cause like they only had like the same like few words that they open over again, so we can talk with them. That's so bad.
Yeah, I'm moving to that now.
Yeah.
So you only played Sims 1, right?
We played. Remember, we tried to play the herbs, but we got confused because we couldn't figure
the
out.
The herbs sucked.
Because we like went to like level, like weird level. We jumped in somehow.
I don't. Yeah, we jumped right into it, and we tried 2-player for the Sims or the herbs. It sucked even worse than the 1-player.
We never tried 1-player.
I did.
Oh,
you never did.
Mm.
It's basically the same thing as 2-player, only like.
I didn't have to like stop and wait here. For you. And then 2-player, if I was doing something, I'd
you
just
you were waiting for me, I was waiting for you, because you're, like, looking for something.
I was trying to change my clothes so I could get to the next level.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
So I kept getting my clothes off. Yeah, so the herbs sucks, from what I played.
My sister loves it. She plays it all the time.
The herbs?
Mm-hmm. I guess she figured it out. I gave it to her for Christmas.
I bet once you invest an hour in it, it might become interesting.
Or if you read the directions, you know what you're supposed to be doing. Can you watch me another? It's a competition. I want to watch.
You must know I got it. Oh, you. Sorry, Dissy and I went off on a rant there yesterday. She and I were in a weird mood. I was trying to get her to talk to the mic, and she just wasn't wanting to make love to it. Yeah, she and I played probably a good 3 hours worth of video games yesterday. I played some Tiger Woods 2005. What a great game. I was addicted to it over winter break. I picked it up, couldn't put it down for the longest time. It just sat up at night, pressing that analog stick back and forth. A lot of fun. If you haven't checked this game out, yes, it's an EA game. I apologize, but it's a great game anyways. It's worth a rental. It's even worth buying, I would say. A lot of great customization options in it. The analog control for the swings, very accurate, I would say, to the golf standard. The only games I've played for golf like this in the past have been Hot Shots, which is a bit too cartoony for me, and Outlaw Golf, which just sucked ass, because that game was, like, you have 18 holes total, I think, in the version I played, and you had, like, 6 characters. It was that's probably the dumbest game of all time, and the biggest waste of money I've ever spent, even though I probably got it for, like, $20. But I suggest you pick up Tiger Woods 2005. It's my game of the week, and I would probably give it, like, on my rating scale, out of, let's make the random number for this rating scale, 27, I would give it, 23 out of 27. That's roughly 85%. I would even give it a little bit higher, but I wouldn't want to compare it to other games of different genres, but Forge genre is very good. Overall, it's a solid game. Thank you. few things to note before I exit out on this version of Gamers Radio. First off, we have a new feed from a few weeks ago. I announced it, but just make sure everyone's subscribing to it. It's feeds.feedburner.com/gamersradio. So if you're a podcast subscriber out there, please make sure to update your URL. Second, if you're a podcast subscriber, make sure you set your podcast settings for 2 enclosures, because this weekend, for example, we released 2 episodes, and if you only check it every few days, you might miss an episode. Also, Xbox Media Center and Halo mod suggestions are being sent in, so please send more. We want to do a show based on Halo mods and Xbox Media Center and different types of Xbox hacks, because I love Xbox hacks. Probably my favorite thing to talk about are all the mods. And the last thing is the announcement of Gamers TV, hopefully coming next weekend. What Gamers TV is it's, we're just taking Gamers Radio and we're going to stick some video to it and we're going to send it out as a television show that you can download sort of through the podcast and then watch it. You won't be able to watch it on a podcast player like your MP3 player, obviously, but you'll be able to subscribe and it'll send you the video whenever it's produced. So hopefully we'll be able to get our first episode of Gamers TV out by next weekend. It depends on how my finals are going. So, I'll see you guys next week, hopefully for Gamers TV.